of all the things that we receive in Christ Jesus. What a blessing that we are in Christ. The day you trusted Christ, God placed you into Christ, as we talked about Sunday morning. And when that happened, as we're going to see tonight, at least 16 different things happened when that happened. So praise God. Look at verse 1 of Romans 8. The Bible says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh." So our title is In Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, please open our hearts to hear and grow in your word tonight. Teach us from your word. And Lord, change us through its power. We ask that you would guide us in your truth, that you'd be glorified. And we thank you that we have the privilege to assemble and go to your word together and also to pray together. And we praise you for that. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. In Christ Jesus. Like I said, I want to share with you, and we'll jump around in the scriptures a bit, at least 16 different things God did for us when he placed us into Christ. That's a lot of things. The first thing we see is our condemnation went away. Amen. It says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." Go to John chapter 5, verse 24. The Bible teaches that very clearly, that to be condemned, you don't have to do anything, because those that are not saved are already condemned. John 5:24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." We can never again be condemned for our sin. Hallelujah. Because he tells us in John 3, if you want to turn there quickly, in verse 18, "He that believeth on him is not condemned," John 3:18. "But he that believeth not is condemned already." So to be condemned, all you have to do is nothing. But the first thing that we see that happened to us when we were placed into Christ is our condemnation went away. Hallelujah. The second thing we see here in verse 1 of Romans 8, he says, "Who walked not after the flesh, but after the Spirit," he says, "to them that are in Christ Jesus." So what else did he do for us when he placed us into Christ? I'm glad you asked. Let's look at some scriptures. 1 Corinthians 1:30, and you're going to see a long list of things. So this is almost a topical message, but not quite. 1 Corinthians 1:30, and if you want to keep count or write them down, that's okay. But I count 16 different things that happened to us when we were put into Christ. The first one is we're not condemned. Look at 1 Corinthians 1:30. Four more things that happened. The Bible says, "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." Notice it says, we're in Christ Jesus, and now he is unto us. Because we are now in Christ, he is unto us wisdom, he's unto us righteousness, he's unto us sanctification and redemption. So he gave us his wisdom. We know he gave us his righteousness, right? 2 Corinthians 5:21, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He gives us his sanctification. He sets us apart and he cleanses us. And of course, he redeemed us, in whom we have redemption, Ephesians 1:7, through his blood, according to the riches of his grace. So wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. Now look at 1 Corinthians 15:22. We'll do these in scripture order so it's easier to follow along. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 22, it says, "For as in Adam all die," 1 Corinthians 15:22, "so in Christ shall all be made," what? "Alive." When we were placed into Christ, we were given eternal life. Amen? We just saw that in John 5. "He that believeth on me hath everlasting life." So We are given eternal life. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 11:25. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. John 11:26. So we're given life. Now 2 Corinthians 5:17. And the common phrase in these verses, as you can see, is the phrase, in Christ. All of these things happen to us because we are put into Christ, not because we earned them or deserve them, but because we receive them from God, because we are Jesus now. We are in Him. We are in His body. As we looked in Ephesians 5 on Sunday, flesh of His flesh, bone of His bones. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. Old things are passed away, all things are become new. So in Christ, we are made a new creature. Let's see, moving on, Ephesians 1:3. We'll count them at the end, see if I was right here. But Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. All spiritual blessings. That's a lot of spiritual blessings, isn't it? In Christ. And then the next verse, Ephesians 1:4, look what it says. According as he hath chosen us in him. You often hear Calvinists talk about predestination, election, the chosen. Listen, if you're in Christ, you're chosen. Because you're chosen in Christ. And then while you're in Ephesians 1, look at verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. So in Christ, we are accepted. We are acceptable to God. We don't serve God to try to earn his favor or his acceptation, do we? We already have it because we're in Christ. We serve him because we are grateful that he saved us and we love him, not because we're trying to earn his acceptance. We already have it because, again, what does it say there? We're accepted in the beloved. Ephesians 1, verse 11. In whom, that's Jesus, we have obtained an, what? Inheritance. So in Christ, we receive an inheritance. We looked at that recently in 1 Peter 1. It says it's incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1:4. That is our inheritance. Let's see. Ephesians 2:6. There's a lot in Ephesians, by the way. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Remember how I mentioned that Romans bounces back and forth between the doctrinal and the experiential? Ephesians does the same thing. Ephesians is more doctrinal, but Romans is both. But in this verse, what does it say? We're already in heaven. Well, how can that be? We're on earth. Because we're in Christ, and he's in heaven. So you know what God sees when he sees us? He sees Jesus, because we're in Christ. We're already in heavenly places. Ephesians 2 again, verse 13 this time. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Made nigh, it means we're reconciled. We're now close to God. We were separated from God. That separation has been removed because we are in Christ. Colossians 2:10. Colossians 2:10. We'll look at another one. It says, and ye are complete in him. We are complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the last one, Jude 1:1. Jude verse 1. It says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father. Look what it says, and preserved in Jesus Christ. I love that one. We're preserved in Christ. So, we're not condemned. In Christ we are wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. We're made alive, a new creature. We receive all spiritual blessings. We're chosen in Him. We're accepted in Him. We receive an inheritance in Him. We're in heavenly places in Him. We're made nigh through Him. We are complete in Him. We're preserved in Him. Well, that's only 15. I'm glad we counted. That's still a lot. And all that's in Christ. So that's our introduction here in Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. All of this we receive in Christ Jesus. Back to our passage, Romans 8, verse 2, he says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." We've noticed Paul contrasting the two. So what's the law of sin and death? It's the Old Testament law that was nailed to the cross of Calvary. God says the day that we got saved, we're now under the law of the Spirit. And we've been freed from the law of sin and death. And he said this a couple times in chapter 6. Let's look at it. Chapter 6, verse 7. And chapter 6, verse 18. In 6:7, he said, "For he that is dead is freed from sin." 6:18, "been then made free from sin." So we are free from that law. We've been given liberty. That we're told that in Galatians 2:4. Turn over there if you would. "And that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ." Oh, there's the 16th thing. Liberty. There are 16. We have liberty in Christ because we've been made free from the law of sin and death. And we're not bound by it anymore. We're told in Galatians 5:1, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." So, 16 things that have happened to us because we are in Christ. He says in verse 3, "For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh." Jesus Christ, as we know, 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For He hath made Him to be sin." He became sin. He became a man, so that He could die as the perfect man, as the perfect substitute. And when He was on Calvary, He became sin, that sin might be condemned, and that we might be made free. Hallelujah. Free, as we read in verse 2, from sin and death. So all of this we have in Christ. Hallelujah. I've said this before, but we get saved in a moment. It's just like when we were born the first time, it happened at a certain minute, right? When we're born again the second time, it happens at a certain minute. It's not a process. You hear some people sometimes say, "Well, I just kind of grew into salvation." They're probably not saved. Salvation is when we make that decision to place all of our faith in Jesus Christ, admit we're a sinner, and ask Him to save us from our sins. It happens in a moment. And then we spend the rest of our Christian lives finding out all that God did for us at that moment. And here's at least 16 things He did for us when He placed us into Christ. And as we saw Sunday, made us bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. We are now part of the body of Jesus Christ. And we get all these spiritual blessings because of that. It's amazing how much God did for us. We didn't deserve any of it. We get to go to heaven and stand before Him completely justified and righteous, all because of what Jesus did. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Thank You, Lord, for the blessed reminder tonight of all that You've done for us in Christ. You are so good to us, Lord. We just don't deserve Your kindness. But Lord, as we talked, may we reveal our gratitude through our faithfulness, through our service, through our obedience. And we are grateful for what You've done for us. Can't wait to see You someday and spend forever with You. And until that day comes, may we just keep remembering all that You've done for us. And in turn, show that gratitude. We love you and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.